USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico and U.S.-Canada border will be closed to non-essential travel to further help stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
The measure and all of those measures that we're putting in place will protect the health of all three nations and reduce the incentive for a mass global migration that would badly deplete the health care resources needed for our people.
President Trump also says what his administration is doing for education.
With many schools closed due to the virus, the Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing requirements, very importantly, for students in elementary through high school.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the government is extending the deadline for Americans to file their tax returns to July 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so we'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
The world's largest retailer is rewarding its workers for working through the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Walmart says it's paying nearly $550 million worth of bonuses to its hourly workers, thanking them for keeping the shelves stocked during the COVID-19 pandemic. Walmart Executive VP Dan Bartlett saying the bonuses are to reward workers for their Herculean efforts as customers continue to flock to the stores. The nation's largest grocer saying that full-time hourly associates will get a $300 bonus and part-timers a $150 bonus in their April 2nd paychecks. Walmart's also hiring 150,000 new associates by the end of May.
Dozens of soldiers and police officers are dead following an early morning attack in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say some members of their security force may have helped in the attack on sleeping soldiers in the Afghan province. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says senators will work through the weekend on passing the economic stimulus package. Speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican laid out the timeline.
We'll need tomorrow for legislative council to draft the agreement. And the Secretary of the Treasury has indicated it's important for us to be on the Senate floor and to pass a measure on Monday.
Small business owners across the country are struggling with adapting to the coronavirus outbreak. Take New Hampshire, for example, where Governor Chris Sununu signed an order saying that restaurants can only serve customers by takeout, delivery, or drive-through. Tom Butcher is the owner and CEO of Great New Hampshire Restaurants. He says, given the governor's orders, there's not much going on in his state.
You know, we're actually running with what we call a skeleton crew right now, and it's all of our salaried managers. As soon as we got word from the governor that we had to shut down, without customers, we can't afford to pay employees. And my heart is breaking right now for our employees and employees across the country in the hospitality industry. Without customers, we can't afford to just pay them without income coming in.
Butcher speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.